something dire about to happen. I located a village. The entire population was wide awake, despite the hour. They huddled in frightened clumps, babies clutched tightly, livestock gathered into their homes with them. They didn't talk much. The children whimpered. How could they know what was happening at Overlook? Was there some prophecy or something that said tonight was the night the Shadowgate would go down? Had there been signs and portents unseen by me? Did they know anything at all? Maybe their terror had nothing to do with Shadow Masters or the Black Company. I streaked onward. Far, far ahead, the occasional spark flipped into the sky. Those had to be the home fires burning. The quarrel with the shadows wasn't over. It was a long night. The Shadow Gate had not collapsed. Not yet. Long Shadow was still alive. I recalled having no problems getting close to any She is the Darkness when I didn't have smoke along. I headed for the flickering remnant of Long Shadow's crystal chamber. Soulcatcher was on her feet and, in nasty form, carping at Howler. The screaming wizard hardly knew where he was.
"Come on, you worthless ball of rags!"
Catcher raged in a fishwife's voice.
"We've got to get out of here before my beloved sister realizes the lovely chance she's missing."
Her darling sister was on her way already, thanks to me. I was surprised she was taking so long. She seemed to have grown cautious in the last hour. Of course, she did have to slither through a long tunnel, then wander around a dark fortress, then make a long climb, all the while making sure no little shadows jumped on her back. Howler let out a groggy, interrogative sort of cry. He wasn't yet clear on where he was or how he'd gotten there. He concentrated on getting his feet back under him. Catcher had to keep her back clean, too. She cast some little spell that sent a worm of light slithering into all the dark places in that tossed salad of the chamber. It rooted out several tiny shadows. They evaded the light easily. Soulcatcher cursed. "Damned thing isn't fast enough." The shadows darted at Long Shadow, who was in far worse shape than Howler. He was, however, more in touch with what was happening around him. He whispered a cantrip before the darknesses reached his shell. The little shadows spun and went after the invaders. The battle would not end while he was alive, apparently. He was a stubborn shit. Soulcatcher cuffed Howler around the ears. The fishwife shrill insisted,
"Come on! This place is going to be your death if we don't get..."
She sensed imminent danger. Lady was not far away now.
"It's her!"
New voice, baffled, frightened, childlike.
"How does she dare? She can't have any real powers anymore. It doesn't work that way!"
Lady was in the stairwell now. She did not seem afraid of a confrontation with her little sister at all. She carried a bundle of short bamboo poles. So did the dozen men behind her. They would be able to launch a small blizzard of fireballs. Those at the rear of the party backed up the steps. They kept poles ready to discharge at anything coming up behind them. The smell of fear grew stronger than the lingering perfume of Kena. Soulcatcher thumped Howler a few more times, trying to get him to come alert. He remained too groggy to be much use. She turned to the doorway. With some small but well-chosen spell, she sealed it, then resumed trying to get Howler into shape for a flying escape. The small shadow